The holiday shopping season is upon us. Next weekend is the busiest shopping day of the year, but also economic uncertainty and the looming fiscal cliff are on the minds of many. However, retail industry forecasters are still predicting a stronger holiday sales season this November and December. The Retailers Association of Massachusetts just released numbers showing that they're predicting a 3.5% increase in sales over last year. In 2011, the association saw a 5% increase from the previous year, while in 2010, sales jumped 7%. Sales had dropped in 2007, 2008, and 2009 with the economic recession. In downtown Pittsfield, Michael Moore, owner of an independent toy store, said they're preparing for a busy few weeks.
Got lots of space for lots of new stuff. I'd been watching numbers comparing year over year, and every month up to this month has been better than last year, so I am optimistic.
And with Thanksgiving coming earlier in November this year, the shopping season is effectively extended a few extra days. Steve Valenti, owner of a men's clothing store also in Pittsfield, said that he's optimistic about this year. However, Valenti said that through the economic downturn and slow recovery, he's had to adjust the way he manages his business.
You know, years ago when I started in the business, you never had too much inventory. It always disappeared. And now you have to be a lot more cautious going into each season. Yeah, you have to make a commitment, but I think as retailers, we're a little more conservative on our commitments.
Valenti also said that last year his business got a boost from Small Business Saturdays, an initiative started in 2010 by American Express that showcases small businesses on the day after Black Friday. Valenti also mentioned that the fiscal cliff is on his mind, but he's optimistic that lawmakers and the president can find a way to avoid the automatic cuts in spending and elimination of the Bush-era tax cuts.
I think, you know, if it comes down to the 11th hour, which would probably usually always does, I think when push comes to shove, I think that a solution will evolve, and I'm hopeful of that.
In a release, the president and CEO of the National Retail Federation, Matthew Shea, said of the fiscal cliff, quote, "The automatic tax increases and spending cuts set to take effect at the end of the year may have more of an impact on business confidence and consumer spending than any other issue," unquote. Nationwide, the National Retail Federation is predicting a 4.1% increase in holiday sales over last year. A representative from the Retailers Association of Massachusetts was unavailable for comment in time for broadcast. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.